This is Amber MacArthur, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. 13 years ago, armed with just $2,000 from a part-time job at an ice cream kiosk, Alex Wallen started his quest to tackle the markets. After turning that $2,000 into his college tuition in just 6 years, friends started lining up to get his help, but instead of charging a fee, he decided that he'd just tell them what he invested in, thus planting the seed for what sprinkle bit would become. Alex, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very excited to be here.
And likewise, I am too. It's exciting to see what you have created here and what Sprinkle Bit is today. So, kicking off, what does the name Sprinkle Bit mean?
The name is actually in two parts. So, you have Sprinkle to distribute, and then you have Bits, which is information. So, the whole idea with the name is basically to share information.
And what was the inspiration behind starting Sprinkle Bit?
Yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, I started investing when I was about 14 years old, and I had nowhere to turn. I basically just bounced some ideas off my father, and then started reading up on my own, and started to get a knack for it. And by the time I was 20, I've managed to save up enough money to pay for college. And I, along the way, had a lot of friends who basically asked, can you give me some stock tips? What should I do? I said, I will never give you any tips or charge you for handling your money. What I will do is that I will show you exactly what I invest in, and then it's up to you to make that decision. And then I moved on into college and studied economics. And while an exchange semester over at Harvard, came up with this idea where you can actually crowdsource investment information. Basically, on the question, is the crowd smarter than the smartest guy in the room when it comes to investing? So coming back to UCSD, where I went to college, I had my research term. And during that research term, I basically came up with a formula where we took this information behind investment decisions. And from there, we can basically indicate which stocks would outperform the market. And once I had that in place, I feel like backing up my previous experience of investing on my own and sharing ideas with my friends with this whole crowdsourced information, which is called a voting power model. I put two and two together to make the world's first authentically social investing platform, and that's what made us start Sprinkle Bit.
You gotta love it, without a question. Very clever. What problem, you may be clear here, but just wanted to make sure we're not missing anything. What problem would you be trying to solve here, and why should someone use Sprinkle Bit?
Yeah, the key problem that we're trying to solve is this information gap between Main Street and Wall Street. So reducing that lack of transparency, and also bringing an easier way into the markets. So basically lower the step for you when it comes to, okay, I need to take charge of my finances. Where do I go? Well, you will go to Sprinkle Bit. It's the lowest step for you to get into the market, get the information you need, and get the tools you need to get started. And this is something that's really important for us when it comes to millennials who kind of lost that trust to the financial service industry back in 2008 and realized that, hey, maybe there's some other alternatives there. Maybe I can do it on my own. And this is the platform for that type of investing where you really take charge of your own investing.
Today, we're joined by Alex Wallen, founder and CEO of Sprinkle Bit, where you never trade alone, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How is your business unique? What makes you different from your standpoint?
Yeah, so one of the key uniquenesses is that it's the notion of never trade alone. So with this platform, 1,000 of investors investing together, it's using that crowdsource, both on the social side where you can see what other people are doing, but also on the side where we use that information to give you more valid information before you make your investment decision. So instead of just shipping you out to some brokerage platform where you say, okay, here I can enter an order and you have no idea what you're doing, or you can give it to a financial advisor and he hides it behind that black curtain and you don't know what's going on, this is the unique differentiator where basically you have it in your forefront, what you are doing, what you're investing in, and we're leveraging this crowdsourced social investing platform for you to make better investment decisions.
Where do you see the financial services industry evolving to into the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so if you can see the step-by-step what's happening in all over these different verticals of business, you can see, for example, the hotel industry got disrupted by Airbnb, and you had the taxi industry being disrupted by Uber. Similarly, the financial industry is being disrupted with technology. The only thing is that it's been taking longer time to do this due to the heavy regulation. However, now it's the prime spot for that change to take place. And within 5 to 10 years, you will see that there'll be much more greater transparency in the market. You will see what's going on. It will be much easier to share and receive information. And also a lot of management of funds will be automated. And one of the absolute biggest changes that's going to happen is the reduction of fewer intermediaries, which means that you will no longer need, for example, to invest in a fund here in the U.S. In order to that fund to invest in Brazil, for you to have a little investment into a Brazilian grocery store, whatever that may be. With this new globalization and technology that's available, what's going to happen is that if you want to make that investment, all those intermediaries are going to go away, and basically through technology, you can invest in whatever type of investment you want to do, and there's less barrier of entry.
It's very exciting times ahead, it looks like. What do you think it's going to take to make everyone financially fit?
Yeah, and being financially fit is not too far from being physically fit, and that's where you really need to have a step-by-step process. And that's something that we've really honed in on. So the first step would be to educate yourself. So here, educate when it comes to the financial side. So, for example, we provide 24 free chapters for you to get into it. You have the performance tracking. Same thing as on the physical fit side, you have Runkeeper, where you track how you're doing when you're running. The same thing here, we track how you're doing when you're educating yourself. You need to have the community feeling. When it comes to exercise on the physical side, if you do it with friends, it's much more easier to do it continuously. Same thing in the financial sphere. It's basically when you have this community, it's going to be so much easier for you to come back and learn and continue what you're doing. And then, of course, you have to have the risk-free space where you practice. So practice makes perfect. Same thing to be physically fit. You have to be able to get this kind of the 30-day trial that they give to you at the gym so you realize, okay, this is what I need. Same thing when it comes to financially fit. You need to try it out risk-free, see how does it work, how can you apply things. And once you're ready, then you can actually dive in and do it for real. And, of course, on our side, when it comes to doing it for real, we have the complete brokerage where it's a member of FinRights, also a member with CIPIC, and all of these things are in place in order for you to become financially fit. And to wrap everything around it is this social investing platform. And the way I like to communicate that is to be physically fit, you can do it by your own, but also you can play team sports. And as you see, a lot more people like to do team sports than do it by yourself. And basically what we've done is that we've made investing into a team sport, and that's key to making everybody financially fit.
You got to love this. Absolutely brilliant. I can't get over it. It's exciting stuff. Is SprinkleBit going to have an app for mobile devices?
Yes, we are in full-fledged testing of the mobile app. So in just a few months here, you will see it roll out in iOS, and after that, we will push it out to Android. And it's 10 times better than anything you've ever seen out there. Basically, it's filled with 33 different features in there, integrated with all these social beautiful things for you to pinpoint your investment decision to make better investment decisions.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get started online? Where can they do that? And where can they get more information about SprinkleBit?
Yeah, the best way is just to go to sprinklebit.com and sign up for an account. It's free. You get the free education. You get the social. You get the stock market simulator. And you can even sign up for a real brokerage account there.
Looks like you've got it laid out very simply, easy to use, and friendly. And I'm on the site right now, by the way. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Alex Wallen, founder and CEO of SprinkleBit, where you never trade alone, helping you make better investment decisions by letting your friends and industry experts help you navigate the markets. And once again, the website of reference is SprinkleBit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.